Okay, so we have Baruch Shem, we already covered Adama Mazik in the, that was 2 weeks ago. Then we had Groma, and now we go on to the other Avos HaZikin, and we're going to now learn Eish. So, there's a lot to talk about Eish. Eish is Marchiv, the Inyan of Nezakin, to a lot of different cases which don't have much Shaychas to Eish, but the Toldos of Eish, they include even in many cases, indirect hezek, putting something down, and a wind blowing it, or eish could, case of electricity, mechanical, all these things go under the sugya of eish, and eish is, there's a lot to talk about eish. I just want to just discuss a few nekudas, more fundamental nekudas, which define certain important aspects of Eish. So the pasuk says, "Kisei se Eish umotze koytzim v'nechal godish oyakom oyasodeh shalom yishalom ma'averse beirim." So someone lights someone. There's a fire in someone's property, and it goes out, and it spreads, and it damages. So the baal ha'Eish is chayiv to pay shalom yishalom ma'averse beirim. Okay, so. So the, here again, the Torah is being mechadish. That just like we know that that you know bar and shor, the chiddush is even though you didn't actually do a maisa, you didn't do an action like all the mamazik, but something you did created a matziv that there was a hezek, your chayiv. So eish also is one of those of a zikin that you created an eish and the eish went and was mazik. I didn't do anything, and still the chiddush is the shalom shalom ma'aver sebeir. Now, there's something unique about Eish, which the Torah says that we don't find this by the other Nezikin, by Lamashal Bar and Shar. Bar and Shar, the Torah says, you prepared that situation, caused Hezek, so you're responsible. You're responsible for the Hezek that was caused by the thing that you were not Shomer. You were not Shomer Bar, you were not Shomer Shar. You're chayav for that Hezek. Eish, the Torah is telling you, well, this is a machloikis, but we paskin like this, that because you created something that is dangerous and something that can be mazik, you are, it's as if you did it. Now that's a very big chiddush. Not only are you responsible for the maisa that the eish did, but you are like, you're nechshav the mazik itself. This is the inyan of ishay mishum chitzav. Now there's actually a machloikis about this. The Gemara says, "Achav Bezamad Aleph Itmar Rav Yechon Amar Isha Mishum Chitzav V'Reish Lokesh Amar Isha Mishum Emoynai." Rav Yechon says, "Eish is Mishum Chitz. Chitz is an arrow. Someone throws an arrow is Mazik. That's Adam Mazik. That's Koychad." Rav Yechon says that the Teres Mechadish, when you light a fire and it spreads, even after 2 hours and it does a Hezek, that's like Mamish like your Chitz. Your Chayv like Adam Mazik. Reish Lokesh is Choylek on that. Reish Lokesh says, "Eish is similar to Bor and Shor and those things, which is not your Maisa. We don't consider it your Maisa, but." By your chayiv because you're responsible on it, but we pass on like Rabbi Yechanan. Now this yesoid, it's merubas in the psukim, and as the Gemara points this out, Rabbi Yechanan learns this out from the lashon haposuk. Ki seitzei eish umotzo koitzim. So seitzei eish is meyatzma. It's mashmad. It goes out. You made a fire and it spreads by itself. You didn't actually take something, torch something, burn it. Spread. And then the end of the pasuk is Shalom Yishalom Hamavir Sebeir. Now that's different than the Moshe by Bar. It says Bal Habor Yishalom. The owner of the bar should pay. It doesn't say Shalom Yishalom. It doesn't say Hamazik Yishalom. Over here it says Mavir Sebeir. The one who's Mavir Sebeir, he's what he has to pay. This is where the Torah tells you, hints to you, that according to Yechonon, the Yisoid of Eish is that you're the Mavir Sebeir. It's your Maisa. Okay. Now, when the Gemara, in this discussion, so besides it just being a theoretical discussion of how we define what Eish is, but there's practical nafkaminas. The nafkamina is basically, are we going to have any leniencies that we find that Eish has? Are they going to be applicable? Because if we consider it mamash like gufoy, like a koichoy, so it's like all the mamazik. And now let's see the Gemara. Daf Chav Gimel Amar Aleph. The Gemara says, "Kash Amar Rava Kasha LeLabaya." Rava said that Abaya had a kasha. Laman the Mishum Shachitza. According to Rabbi Yechanan, that says Mishum Shachitza. Tamun Be'ish Abad Rachman Heichem Eshkachas La. So the Gemara asks, how is it possible to have the Yisoid of Tamun Be'ish? We know that Tamun is something that's covered. It's Xeris Hakosu. The pasuk says Koma Oy Hakoma. Koma is something which is Begolui, something revealed. So Koma. You say, Ish is only chayim on something like that. Something which is covered, you're not chayim. Seres HaKosim. Now, he has a problem. If Isha Mishum Chitzel, the parents come to tell you that Ish is Mamas Lagodim Amazik, you shouldn't have any of these pturim. Any this leniency should not be applicable, because it's Mamas Lagodim Amazik. So then he has a kasha. How is it possible? Where is the case that that Potomen is Potter? And we'll see also. We'll get to this, we'll tear it to the Gemara, we'll get to that in a minute. But the Gemara also points out, the end of that sugya, that l'chaybe ba'arba dvarim. That's another nafkamina. We know that the darba, when someone is mazik a person, injures a person, so over there, there's dal dvarim. Besides for nezek, there's regular damages, there's dal dvarim. There's tsar, you have to pay for his pain, ripui for his refuah, for healing him, medical bills. Tzar Rebbe Sheves for his bitul malacha, he couldn't work that day, and boishes, embarrassment. Now those chiyuvim are only by Adam HaMazik. Someone's shor is injured someone, you only pay nezik, you don't pay dal bar, garmi, all these cases, you don't pay dal bar. So Ish also, Ish is not Adam HaMazik. But if you say Ish Mishim Chitzov, then you chayv dal bar. As is of the Gemara, Mefurish. So that's another nafkamina. So Tomon and Dal Dvarim, Lafida, Pashta, the Gemara over here, those are nafkaminas between Isha Mishum Chitzov and Isha Mishum Mamoino. Okay, so now we get back to the question of Abaye's question. So how is it possible when the Torah tells you that the Tomon of Isha's Potter, how is that possible? Now, the Shagat Torah of the Gemara, well, there's a lot of points that we'll be able to learn after the Shaka Tari of the Gemara. So the Gemara suggests as follows. So the Gemara says the case is like this. Kagoin nichale, and he answered, Kagoin shenofla dleik alois hachotzer. So a fire broke out in his property, in his own property, and then venofla geder shaloi machmas dleika, and then what happened was the wall around the property, which was, it was a stone wall, it was a good wall, a wall that could have guarded the fire, something happened, it fell down. And then, once the wall fell down, now the fire spread into the next chotzer, and it was mazik. Over there, the chetz, it was completed, or stopped. Okay, so what the Gemara means is that there are cases where, even according to Rabbi Yochanan, you can't say Ishim Shem Chitzav. Chetz has to be, when you throw an arrow, the arrow has a path that can fly through the ear and hit something. If when you throw the arrow, if the arrow cannot pass a certain place, there's something blocking, so then it's not Koichai. Because at the time that I applied the force cannot have brought about this hesek. Something happened in mid-year, some external event happened that allowed now this thing to continue. So I may be chayv, I'm responsible for what I did, but it's not ishim ishim chitzov. It's not considered chetz. Okay, now, there's a very important point over here, and that is that even Rabbi Yochanan, who says ishim ishim chitzov, the Gemara really says this in a minute, but the Gemara Farshim explained that the Gemara at this point already agrees with this, that Rabbi Yochanan agrees to Rish Lakish's Yisoid that Ishim Shem Amoyne. He just adds Ishim also Mishim Chitza. That means there is the concept that you create a fire, it's like your animal, it's like your bar, you're responsible for what happens over there, not because you did it, just you're responsible for that thing. That's true according to Rabbi Yochanan also. He adds, and also it's considered your Maisit. But there are certain cases where it's not considered your ma'aseh, when it's kolal chitzav, when there's a shmira around the eish, b'shas, that luck is the eish, so there can't be your ma'aseh, So if the Shemirah was nistalik, Shemirah was removed, and the Eish now spread, so you're chayiv, but only Eish b'shem amoinoi, not Eish b'shem chitza. By Eish b'shem amoinoi, over there, it's possible to have the pturim of Tamun and the ptur of Dal Dvar. So what the Gemara is teaching you is, the Yisoy that's being taught over here in the Gemara is that when we say Yishim Shem Mechitzov, it's not just because you created something that could be Mazik, so we call that your Maise. No. When you ignited the fire, it's like you threw an arrow. So if Beshas, at the time, when you ignited the fire, it didn't have the Koyach, it didn't have the ability to cross that fence, that wall, so we can no longer consider this Yishim Shem Mechitzov. So that's Yisoy. When you light the fire, it's like you threw something, like you threw the arrow. And therefore, everything has to be mochin, everything has to be possible already from the Shas Hadlokah. Okay. Now, the Gemara continues and says that there's a problem with this case. Ihachi l'ningoloi nami kol lechitzov. See, the Gemara understands that the case was that the wall fell down, some oinus happened, the lightning hit it, or who knows what, some unexpected reason, the wall fell down. So if that's the case, so then I'm potter completely. Because I lit a fire, this fire was a guarded fire, I had no reason to suspect that it would spread, and if the shmira was removed because of an oinus, I'm potter. Like the same thing as by a shor. If I have a shor and it's guarded, it's around, there's a good fence around the shor, and then a ruach she'ina matsu comes and blows down the fence, and the shor runs down, it's mazik, I'm potter. Because I applied a good shmira to this shor. So here too, I applied a good shmira to my age. So I'm completely potter. So right there, where we have a case where isha mishum amoina and not mishum chitzav. Okay, so the Gemara amends the case a little bit. And what the Gemara says is, Kegoin shahoyla the goydra v'loy kodra. And here the Gemara points out lamanda omar mishum lamanda isla mishum chitzav isla mishum amoni. This is what we pointed out before. The Gemara for some reason waits here to say it, that Rav Yochanan also agrees that there is such a thing as isha mishum amoni. It's just he adds isha mishum chitzav. And the case is same case we said before. He lit a fire. There was a wall, but the wall fell down. But there was enough time for the Baal HaChotzer to rebuild that wall. It was maybe just a few stones, or it was a few hundred feet away from the fire, so it was very easy. He could have just spent 10 minutes to build up to pile up the stones, and that would have been good Shmira Nega the fire. And he didn't do that, so he's Peshaya. And the Gemara says, the Hasam, Shoyroi Hu V'lo Tafach Bapei. The Gemara has an interesting analogy. The Gemara says that now we can. It's like a shar that you didn't lo tavach ba'peh. You didn't do a good shmira to the shar. Like Rashi says, it's like putting your shar in the deer and enclose the area of a lo nal b'fonov, and you don't lock the door. See, the shar has a way out. So here too, the Gemara views this fire. It's not your chitzav, because when you lit the fire, there was a shmira, but it's something that you're responsible for, and you didn't apply a good shmira because you could have rebuilt the wall and you didn't. So, So this is the sugya of the Gemara. So we can take it out from this Gemara. A few halachas So, if you make a fire in your property, you make a bonfire in your backyard, or a barbecue, flames, and it spreads somehow, and it spreads to the next property, and it's mazik something, burn something, so you're chayiv. And you're chayiv, mamash lagaloda mamazik. You're chayiv on tamun, you're chayiv on, if it injures a person, you're chayiv on dal dvar, everything. That's halacha number one. Halacha number two is that if your backyard is walled, you have a good fence, a wall, a brick wall, and something happens unexpectedly, the wall falls down, and the fire spreads quickly, and you don't have time to rebuild the wall or do anything, you're completely potter. Because you applied a good shmira, and you're potter. Even though you made a big fire in your backyard, since at that time you were allowed to expect that this fire is shomor, you're not chayiv on the consequence of that. Now, number three is that same case, the wall falls down unexpectedly, but you have time to rebuild the wall. Or you have time, true, it's not just rebuilding the wall, you have time to control that fire. You have 10 minutes, you can bring some water and make a barrier or something. You have way to control that fire, you have time, and you don't, then you're chayiv, but you're not chayiv like Adam HaMazik. You're not chayiv Mishum Chizov, you're chayiv Mishum Amoynoi, and you have the leniencies of Isha Mishum, of Talmud Be'esh, your potter, and you're not chayiv and Daladvar. Okay, now, these are the three dinim that come out of this Gemara. Now, there's another case, which is not explicitly explained in the Gemara, and it's not clear what Allah would be in that case. And there's a big nafkimina. The case is like this. Same case in the Gemara, guy lights a fire, wall falls down, but he didn't have time to rebuild the wall. However, that wall was a shaky wall in the first place. See, the Gemara is talking about a case where the wall is a very good wall. Some onus happened, the wall fell down, but I have time to rebuild it. So but there we say, well, I'm a choyev to rebuild it, so I'm ishim shem chitza, ishim shem amoyim. In this case, mitchila, the wall was not a good wall, but there was a wall there. The wall presently is able to block the fire. Now, the fire is not, even though it's a shaking wall, the fire is not going to shake the wall. So, but the wall fell down, not because of the fire. The wall fell down because it was a shaking wall, and time came, the wall fell down. So the question is, do we say that, am I chayiv? Now, that's pasha, that I'm avad, I'm chayiv, mishum ishe, mishum amoynoi, because yeah, it's not worth saying Shem Shemamoynai. I have this ish. It's like my shor. I have to be shomer. It's not a shor shomer. If I have a shor in a loy nol b'fon of karoy, I don't lock it well and it goes out. I'm chayiv. It's here too. But the question is do we say that it's ishim shemachitza? The shaila is that at the time when I ignited the fire, already at that time I had to be chayishes that maybe the wall's going to fall down. Something could happen. Ruach metzuya, because the ruach metzuya could blow it down because it's a shaking wall. So Mimela could be already at the time of that Adlaka, I was a Pesheah. And we mentioned that if at the time of that Adlaka I'm a Pesheah, the Torah gives me the Chumrah of Adam HaMazik, of Ishim Shem Chitzav. So that's the question over here. Do we apply the Inyan of Ishim Shem Chitzav in such a case? And this can be very Negeah. Halacha L'maaseh, very Negeah. Anytime someone lights a fire, and there is a Shmirah, but the Shmirah is not... I mean, the shmira could block the ash, could block the fire, but there's other things that could take away, that could remove that shmira. Let's say there's a fire door or something. There's a fire door that could stop the fire from, but it's not locked, and a kid could come and open the door or something. So here you have a good shmira right now, but there's some external factor that could come and take away that shmira. Does that make that b'shas that look? It's like Adam HaMazik. It's like a b'shem chitza. So Shlomo Zalman, the Mecha Shlomo, Baba Kama, he's mesubik about this. He doesn't have a conclusive maskon. I don't think so. Chazon Ish also talks about this case. He discusses it in two paragraphs in Baba Kama, Siman Beis. So in Simon Beis, in Sefkan Beis, in the Divrei Masa Benirim, he assumes that it's considered chitzav. And his reason is because at the time of that loka, I had to be choshish, that this would happen. So it's considered chitz. Even though there is a shmira, but that shmira is not a good shmira. But then he continues and says that he quotes a Tosfos, that it seems from Tosfos, then such a case is not Ishim Shem Chitza, only Mamoinoi, because the fire cannot spread the way it is right now. Even though some external factor could take away the Shemira, but the way it is now, it can't spread. So according to that, Tosfos is, it's not Ishim Shem Chitza. Now the Svara is like this. That what this Chazon Ish doesn't understand with Tosfos is that Isha Mishum Chitzav is not simply just at the time of that Adlaka, it was a Pshia, that I was negligent at the time of that Adlaka. It's more than that. It has to be that at the time of that Adlaka, there is nothing stopping this fire from going to that property. There's nothing stopping it. And if there is something stopping it, it cannot be considered Yishem Chitzav. Because the Metzias of a Chitz is, you throw something, it just goes. It's a koyach. It's a force. That Chitz Yishem Chitzav is impossible to be compared over here because there is something lacking at Lamaisa. Even though it's a pshia, it's negligent, it's not really a vital shmira, but something is blocking it. So we can't apply the chiddush of Yishim Shechitza. This is the svara of the Chazon Ish going to that thesis. Okay. So that's point number one. Basically, you light a fire, there's a shmira, but some external factor can take away the shmira. Question of Shlomo Zalman is so big if it's Yishim Chitzav or not. Chazanish assumes it is Chitzav, brings down a Taisa that says it's not Chitzav. Okay, now there's another point related to the previous point that I want to address right now. So that is, let's say the following case. Let's say you have a sandwich maker and you leave it plugged into the kitchen and plugged into the wall, you leave the house and then something happens. It gets very hot. Now there is a built-in safety feature, I think, some kind of thermostat tries to keep the temperature low, but obviously it doesn't always work. It's not, they could overheat if you leave it plugged in for hours. And it could potentially cause flames, a fire. So let's say this happens. So let's discuss this case. So here, a person, he didn't even light a fire. He plugged in a sandwich maker, which is a very normal thing to do. It's not a pshio, it's not a fire, it's nothing. It's something that... Well, it's a pshia, it's negligent. You'll leave the house, that's a negligence because it could get to the point where it could end up catching fire. So you didn't actually light a fire. You set up a situation which could eventually get hot and become a fire. Okay, so there's no question that the person's chayiv over here, mishamesh, because this is a pshia. The question is it isha mishum chitzov or isha mishum amoina? Okay, so Tosfos Chav Beis Amud Aleph in the sugya over there, Yishim Shem Chitzav, Yishim Shem Moino, Tosfos says, Yishim Shem Chitzav, Lo Yishu Yavir Ba'atzmai Eish. Not necessarily that he actually ignited the Eish Ba'atzmai, El Kol Mokim Shepasha V'Lo Yishama Gachalta Chitzav Nini. If you have coals, and you were not sharing your coals, and then eventually it spread into fire, the wind blew it, it bellowed the coals, and now there's a fire, and that fire spread, that's also Chayv. And that's Chayv Shem Chitzav. Taisa says, Yishim Shem Chitzav is not just when you make a fire and the fire spreads, even if there's no fire. There's just something which could potentially end up being a fire and spread. That's also Yishim Shem Chitzav. So in this case, a sandwich maker is like coals. Something, it's usually a contained thing, it's a source of heat, but it could spread and it could flame up. So l'chayra, it's pashut, based on this Taisvis, this is also Yishim Shem Chitzav. The fire that is produced is Yishim Shem Chitzav. The question is, how does this shtim with the Gemara that we just mentioned before? The Gemara says that in order to be Yishim Shem Chitzav, negligence alone is not enough. You need that it has to be mamish chitzav. It has to be that we see over here a path for the fire. If at the time of the adlaka, the fire had no way of spreading, there was just some negligent situation happened and allowed the fire to spread, that's not Yishim Shem Chitzav. So why is this an issue of Yishim Shem Chitzav? There's negligence here, that's true, it's pshia, but there's no hadlokas eish. You're pshia in allowing Ganesh to come into the world, but you're a mother Ganesh. Okay, so Rosh Hashanah deals with this, and he explains a very sensitive in the Kuda. And what he says is that all you need to, in order to become a Yishuv Chitzov, all you need is do a Maisa. It doesn't have to be, you don't have to create a fire. Just do a Maisa. And that Maisa, at the time of the Maisa, that Maisa was able to become something that has an easy path to be Masik. So in the case of coals, you put down coals. When you put down the coals, and there's no proper fence around your backyard, since the coals could get hot and flame up and spread, that's Yishuv Chitzov. When you have a fence, when you have a wall around your backyard, even if you light mamash a fire in your backyard, the fire can't spread. And something later on happens to the wall and falls, that's a new situation. So there can't be Yishuv Shechitza. But if there's no external situation that happened, no external event that changed the situation, but it was what I did, the thing itself that I did, that grew and became something that could be mazik, that could be considered chitzav also. Because it's one continuous thing. I put down the coals, they get hot, they get very hot, and they flame up. Here, I plugged in the sandwich maker, it gets hot, gets very hot, the thermostat doesn't work, and it flames up. So that all is chitzav. That could be considered chitzav. So the point is, so b'kitzer, there has to be a maisa that you do, and at the time of the maisa, this could become into something that could be mazik, and has a path to be mazik. If at the time of the maisa, the mokoyim, the place is shomor, there's a good shmira, and something happens, and the shmira is removed, and then it spreads, that's not Yishuv Shechitzov, that's only Yishuv Shemamoyim. Okay. Now there's one last thing that I want to talk about, the chrinim talk about this. They want to know if we know that by bar, well, the Torah says ki yichriyish bar, if you dig a bar, you chayv. You do a maisa, you dig a bar, so you're responsible for that bar. Now there's another din that even if you don't dig a bar, but you own a bar, someone else dug the bar, but you own it. Well, someone else, that's a question. If someone else does, let's say an animal digs a bar, bar happens memela, but you own the bar. Since you own it, you have responsibility over it, and you have to cover it up. And if you don't cover it up, you're chayv on it. Havla lemeluye kaman dekari dom. Since you have to fill it up, and you don't fill it up, it's like as if you dug it. So anything you own, you have the responsibility on that it shouldn't be a takol for other people. The question is, do you say this by Eish also? Or is this just by Bar? We don't see in the clear in the Gemara if it's by Eish. Is let's say you own, you don't light a fire, but you own a fire. Does that make you responsible for that fire, just by owning it? So let's talk about the case of the sandwich maker. Someone plugs in the sandwich maker, and he sells it to you while it's plugged in. Be in a dorm room, a guy plugs in the sandwich maker, and then some guy wants to buy it off him, and he buys it off him, pays him money, does some kind of kidney, right? It's bought, it's owned by the buyer, and it's still plugged in. And then it spreads. Gets flames up. It spreads. So we say that since he now became the Bailim over that Eish, the Gecholim, the thing that could become an Eish, does that make you Chayiv or no? You never did a Maisa Hadlaka. You were not the Madlik. It was the other guy who was the Madlik. Now, one thing we just have to point out, that the Chumrah of Yishuv Shechitzov you don't have over here. Because Yishuv Shechitzov, like we mentioned before, it has to be that at the time of the Hadlok, you need a Maisa Hadlok. At the time of the physical, the action of putting down the coals or lighting a fire or something, at that time the Eish is able to spread, and that's your Maisa. Now, in this case, the owner of the Eish, even if he's a Yechai, because you're responsible, you own it, well, you never did a Maisa Hadlok. You're responsible for it. That's like Yishuv Shem. The most it would be is Yishuv Shem Amoyna. But do we even say that? Maybe you don't even have Yishuv Shem Amoyna over here because I was not involved in this Eish at all. Just the fact that I own it. Does that make me responsible for it? So Rabbi Zalman in Ibn Azal, he talks about this. And his maskana is your chayv. We do say the klal of Havel Lemuluya Kaman Dekari Dami Ba'ish also. And he has a raya. His raya, he's really medayikid from the Lashon HaGemara. See, the Gemara that we said over here, Kagoyin Shinofla Dleika Boisa Chotzer and Nofla Gudl Shulam Achza Dleika, that was the Gemara. The Lashon Gemara is, Nofla Dleika Boisa Chotzer, fire broke out in the Chotzer. Not that he lit a fire broke out. That's the Lashon Gemara. So he, like, what? So if fire broke out by itself, what? Why am I Mechoyu? I didn't make the fire, it's in my Chotzer, but what's that have to do with me? Fire broke out somehow. So he understands, he writes, his Lashon is, he says, I didn't light the fire, but the wood that's burning, it's my wood. And I was not mafkir that wood, he says, because I thought I was able to put out the fire, so I'm not going to be mafkir the wood, it's good wood. So my object is burning right now, so I own the fire. Even though I didn't light the fire, but I own it. My things are burning, and therefore, I become responsible on this fire. See, basically from a diak in the Gemara, he had a whole discussion about this, but that's one point that he says, a diak in the Gemara, that by just owning a fire, owning something that could become a fire, coals, sandwich maker, that makes a person liable for it, and he's going to be chai for any hezek that happens, and mishum isha, mishum mamoina. He's not going to be chai dal dvarim and tamun, but he's going to be chai on like a regular din of H.